Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 529 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Hunter.
Hi, Pat. My question is to know if you have a large enough audience to start a website. I'm a real estate appraiser here in Virginia, and I want to start a website to help people become real estate appraisers. The problem is Google AdWords shows about 300 searches a month for that topic. Is that number large enough, and are there other ways to see if a market exists? Thanks.
Hey, Hunter, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. I appreciate this because the size of an audience is actually a very interesting topic, and Google search is actually not a great place to start. I mean, I guess it's an okay place to start. You know, there used to be a lot of websites that would pop up because of just the data that would come from Google. And there used to be specific numbers and benchmarks where if there was a certain number of searches per month, that it would qualify that website to then go deeper into research to see what the competition is like. And if the competition's not there, then that's a green light to build a website. And that's how I built securityguardtraininghq.com, which has done really well. But again, that was started back in 2010, back when Google was much different. But I remember the criteria. It was over 1,500 searches per month minimum, I believe. And that one had 2,750, if my calculations are correct. And the competition was quite low. So it was fairly easy for me to build a website that then ranked higher than everybody else and got a lot of good searches. And a cool byproduct of the security guard training industry is that a lot of people are paying some good money to get information on how to become a security guard. So people are paying for keywords, which means, to get in front of that particular audience, especially colleges who want to get those people into, you know, criminal justice degrees and whatnot. So, you know, I'm banking, you know, $1 to $1.50 per click, which is pretty cool. But, you know, all this Google search volume, competition, keyword competitiveness numbers, AdSense, AdWords, click-through, all that stuff, it's just a part of the overall process of building a successful website now. And if you're only getting 300 searches a month, it just tells you that people aren't searching for that thing in Google. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's not going to be useful. What's useful now is understanding whether or not people resonate with what you have to offer and your message. And it doesn't necessarily start with a website. A great place to start engage whether or not there's some interest there is actually through social media. You can actually look at other people's profiles and people who fit the same description who are serving that particular audience to see if there's any interest there. If not, you could even run a small scale experiment with your own social media profiles. So whether you use the one that you have now to then focus on some particular topic for the next X number of days or months or weeks to discover whether or not there's some interest there, to find people and actually have conversations with people, reach out to people, have a Skype conversation with them, see what their interest is. You know, taking advice similar to what I talk about in my book, Will It Fly? How to test your next business idea so you don't waste your time and money. I mean, this market research is definitely a big component of that. And like I mentioned in the last episode, if you haven't listened to episode 528 with Marco, he asked, how do you decide which niche to focus on if you have multiple ideas? And in that episode, I talk about creating your market map, which might be a helpful way for you, Hunter, to see what's out there in that particular market. And one thing you could do is actually see who else is out there that's serving that particular market. I think that's a great way to gauge also based on how active their websites are, and, you know, how who's following them on Twitter or how many Facebook groups those people are in. You know, that this is how you can gauge interest nowadays. For a real estate related type thing, you might want to look at LinkedIn just try to discover where people are at. But I think more importantly, you're going to want to have conversations with people. And, you know, for something like real estate, I know word of mouth is actually plays a big role. So the more relationships and the more that you can be on top of mind of people when they talk about this particular topic with others, the better it is. And so 300 searches a month, that's not a red flag. It's just a huh. Not everybody's searching for this stuff on Google, because when you break that down, that's what, 10 searches per day. And that's not very much. But again, if you become the top person in this space, and depending on how much you might be making from each person who lands on your website, I mean, 300 a month might be awesome. I mean, I don't know exactly what the business is or what the closure is, and, you know, how, what that funnel is like and whatnot. But if you had 10 people a day come to your site, for example, which isn't going to happen, because if that's how many people are searching for it, well, okay, let me back up. It could happen because you're only seeing 300 searches a month for one particular keyword. There's other long tail keywords. So actually, part of this situation is, you know, if you want to gauge some more, find out what other keywords people are searching for. So one thing you can quickly do is put that keyword into Google, scroll all the way to the bottom, and find the related keywords that people are searching for, and then type those into Market Samurai or Longtail Pro or into Google Keyword Planner to see how many people are searching for those. Another great tool to use is SEM Rush. Put that keyword, that initial keyword, that seed keyword in there, and you'll get other keywords popping up. You'll get competitors, and you'll be able to kind of see what they're doing in terms of where they're ranking and what else they're ranking for. That sort of thing can be really helpful, again, to help gauge interest of this overall market. Because, again, if there's people out there who's already serving this market, you can use that data to your advantage. You could see what they're doing to not serve your customer, and then you could serve them in that way that they want to be served, for example. Going back a little bit further, you know, long tail keywords is something that's going to help you out. So you could potentially get 10 plus, you know, or even hundreds of people coming to your site a day. It doesn't mean that you won't by just having 300 searches a month for one particular keyword. But going back to what I was saying earlier, let's say 10 people a month, or excuse me, 10 people a day do come to your site, and your conversion rate, you know, you're able to convert one of those 10 people into your program, or to, you know, a lead, turns into a lead who that you then get on the phone with to close something. I mean, you have to run your numbers too. So how many leads would it take for you to reach your, you know, to close a sale? And then how much is that sale worth to you? And then how much actually would you have to come to, how much traffic would you actually need to have to come to the site? And if it's, you know, if you just need to close one deal a month, for example, then boom, you're great, right? So you have to think about your end game here too, and your closure and all that stuff. So Hunter, I hope this answers your question and at least gives you some things to think about, other ways to gauge interest, and other ways to search beyond those 300 hits a month for what it is that you're offering. And of course, as always, I'm big on this now. I'm big on talking to people. And, you know, coming out of your shell, I know a lot of you are like, oh, I don't want to talk to people. But if you're doing business and you want to best serve your audience, you can't just hide. You can't hide behind a website. You know, people want to be involved with other people. And if you are willing to have conversations with people, I mean, you're going to have a much better chance of learning exactly what you need to do, of closing those people, and also validating different ideas as you come up with them. So, yeah. Hunter, thanks so much for the question today. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. I also want to give a shout out to everybody else out there who's asked questions. And if you have one that you'd like to ask, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And one more time, just to remind you, because I talked about this yesterday, the Freedom Journal. You got to check it out. This is John Lee Dumas's cool project, very inspirational for me as he's launched with a bang here, and I'm about to launch Will It Fly. If you go to thefreedomjournal.com, you can check it out. Back this project, you're going to be able to accomplish your number one goal in just 100 days. Thefreedomjournal.com. He's raised over $300,000 from over 5,000 backers, and you can be included too. Again, that's thefreedomjournal.com. Love it. And gosh, I'm just so excited because if you are listening to this on January 29th, the day that it comes out, on Monday, February 1st, my new book, Will It Fly? How to Test Your Next Business Idea So You Don't Waste Your Time and Money, is coming out, and it's going to be available on Amazon. It's actually available right now on pre-sale, but it's going to go live as a physical book and a Kindle book on February 1st on Amazon. If you want to check it out, go to willitflybook.com. Guys, I'm so incredibly excited and just, man, I just am so, I don't know, I won't be able to sleep on Sunday, that's for sure. And there's a launch party that's going to happen. So, you know, if you want the invite to that, head on over to smartpassiveincome.com or just follow me on Twitter at Pat Flynn. I'm going to be talking about it and you're going to hear about it. And I'm going to share exactly what's happening with the numbers and, you know, how many books we're selling and all that stuff. And, you know, it's just going to be a fun, wild ride. And I'm just so thankful to have arrived at this point. And I want to thank all of you, all of the listeners of Ask Pat who've been with me for however long, whether this is your first episode or you've been listening since day one in episode one. Man, just thank you so much. I'm excited. WillItFlyBook.com is the website. And here's a quote, which is actually the dedication of this book. I wanted to share it with you all before we get into the book launch on Monday and into our weekend here. And this is, again, a dedication in the beginning of the book that you're going to see. And it says, so it's from me, of course, but here's what it says. To my parents for giving me wings. To my wife for giving me air. To my kids for giving me purpose. And to you for giving it a chance. WillItFlyBook.com. Check it out. Thanks so much. Cheers. And I look forward to serving you on Monday, February 1st, in the next question of Ask Pat. Man, February 1st, that's going to mark a crazy day in my history. I love you guys. Take care. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.